Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. I wanted to share with you today about the mysterious ways of God. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." This is a beautiful scripture that talks about trust, leaning not to our own understanding, and about acknowledging God. God is mysterious, and His ways are past finding out. It matters not how spiritual we are, or how close we become to God, or how strong our faith is, we will never be able to know everything there is to know about God while we are in this body. There are four things, though, that the Scripture does point to regarding the mystery of God. And once we reconcile ourselves to these four facts, we will be able to relax more, trust more, and not lean unto our own understanding, which sometimes can lead to fretting and worrying about situations and about people. First of all, God is invisible to man. Jesus said in John 1:18 that no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made Him known. Jesus, of course, is talking about Himself, seeing God because He is God in the flesh. Colossians 1:15 says, "He is," speaking of Jesus, "the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation." And even in 1 Timothy, it says, "Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever." Not only is God invisible, but 1 Timothy 6:16 tells us that He lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. And it says, "To Him be the honor and the might forever." So fact number one regarding the mystery of God is that He is an invisible God. He hides Himself, His form, from the physical eye of man. We see the effects of God everywhere, but we don't see His face. Secondly, not only is God invisible, but He is unsearchable. His ways and His works are past finding out. Job 5:9 says He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. Again, we can see and experience the wonders of God, but we don't see God. It is interesting in this verse that we are reminded that His miracles cannot be counted. Many times we say the day of miracles is over and gone, and we hope and we pray for miracles. But it's obvious in this verse that God does many miracles in our lives, and He does them frequently, for they are too numerous, it says, to count. I guess we could start with the miracle of new life, which springs forth daily, the law of gravity, the oxygen we breathe to stay alive, the canopy that stretches across the sky with its vast display of stars, moon, and sun. And these are just a few of the mysteries, the wonders, and the miracles of God. Job 11:7 asks, "Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty?" Here Job reminds us that not only is God a mystery, but He has no limits to that mystery. God is God, and there is no beginning, there is no end, and in fact, there is no in between for God. This in itself is a great mystery. We ask, where did God come from? Ecclesiastes 3:11 says it expounds upon the greatness of God's wonderful mysteriousness. It says He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Beloved, when we consider the wonders and the awesomeness of God, why do we fret and why do we worry and why do we rush around so? Isaiah 40:28, I think, really asks a beautiful question. It says, "Do you not know, and have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Let us not lean into our own understanding, beloved, but let us lean into and on to God." Tomorrow, we will discuss the other two facts about the mysteriousness of God. God bless you today, beloved, as you walk in faith and as you relax and let God be God.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.
For 60 years, Crowder College has been empowering students to soar to new heights. From agriculture to education, to business, sports, and the newest technologies, Crowder always has something interesting going on. I'm Adam Winkler of KNEO Radio. Join me each week as I talk to a different person from Crowder College about what's been happening and what's coming up next. It's the Insider's Guide to All Things Crowder. Subscribe today to the This Week in Crowder College podcast, available from the Sky High Podcast Network.